She's gay.
He's straight.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate.
Off the Achievo.
It's a rather musical singing intro there.
Yeah, we thought, you know, spice it up a bit. Like paprika.
Paprika. She's hot.
She's spicy.
And then, as Alex said, she comes in a jar.
By the way, if you're not aware, paprika is our unborn child.
Yes, I'm growing her inside me.
And Papadom and Nam.
Of course.
And do you want to explain how they're going to be raised?
Well, Papadom will be raised only to eat Papadoms, and Nam will be raised only to bread.
Why, you ask? Well...
Why? Why? So they don't try and eat each other, of course.
You know, perfectly normal reason then.
Duh!
But yeah, right. Has anyone seen the film 300 yet? Because it looks amazing.
Oh.
Like, really quite good.
Looks so good. Ah, dog licking.
That's Kate's dog, not me.
Alex is my dog.
Even though I did lick Kate's face.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Yeah, but you always lick me, so.
Alex licked my entire face and it was covered in saliva.
It was covered in saliva.
I went to dog food and I was just like, oh, my face feels dirty. Oh, stop playing with the dog.
Sorry, I'll leave
play
you alone.
With me.
Another film, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
because, you know, the old ones are great. And it, what's the rat called? I need to
know. Why is he licking my leg?
Because your leg's
caught. Oh, let's look it up on Wikipedia.
I need to know what the rat's called.
Stop licking my leg! Alex?
Harvey don't look too impressed by that.
Thank you, Harvey. Me too. Ooh, what?
Screen change. Everyone's getting ill again.
What dog got slobber on your face?
We haven't spoken since we've done our exams.
What?
Got our exam results. We haven't done a podcast since
then.
Oh,
yeah. We haven't done a podcast since my fucking birthday.
No, it's like
surely that's
week.
More exciting.
It's my birthday in 2 weeks.
Oh,
exactly,
don't worry about the
people.
Fact that it's mine. Soon.
Yours is gone. No one cares anymore.
I don't care.
Yeah,
want to
lick
be
that leg.
Again.
Lick that leg. Lick that leg. But, go on, Kate. Tell them how you done, you geek.
Pardon?
Tell them how you done.
How?
Exams.
No.
Basically, she got like a million A's.
I did not.
Oh no, she got a C.
I got a C in geography. So I'm not happy. I got a B in stats as well. But
her life's ruined, basically.
Yeah, let's not.
Are
talk
you retaking
about
the C?
Yeah.
God.
Even though I've already passed geography.
I got a U. And 4 C's and 4 A's. Ha!
Don't talk about what I got in politics and Chinese history.
I got 200% as well. So.
Score! High five!
Oh, did you hear
what?
That?
What? Oh, I forgot the
yeah,
ninja.
It's because you put Teenage Mutant Turtles. Turtles says R.
Oh, yeah.
Not Turtles.
That's why I got a C.
We'll find out what the rat's called because it's pissing me off.
Oh, what was his name?
Hence why we're looking.
TMNT.
Go down.
Sensei Master Splinter.
Ah. Why didn't I remember? Look at the film.
Where? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the film looks really good, so, you know, ooh. Urges. Oh, we're going to Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah. This is the end of that conversation.
No.
This is the insane woman Patrick in the travel agents. Oh, she must have been on speed or something.
Patrick Stewart's in it.
Oh, good to know.
Star Trek guy.
I don't know who Patrick Stewart is. Yeah, so we went to the travel agents and like basically said, like, hook
going
us up
Amsterdam.
With a deal, bitch. And she was like, oh, Amsterdam? Don't do any drugs! Ah! Actually, you can do what you want. It's
then she was
me.
Like, oh, it's going to be really fun. Can I come with you? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, only with. Oh. I was just like, And then Kate was hiding behind the computer. So she's like, oh, hello, you. Do you want to pop up? And I was just like,
Bum your face.
She was quite nice, though, in all fairness. Weird.
She must have been on speed.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, so we're going to book our holiday to Amsterdam and get completely fucked.
Yeah, on non-drug. Oh, we're going to do window shopping.
Yeah, we're going to do some good window shopping in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow. Look at the music list for that. It's well good.
Gym class fucking heroes.
Gym class heroes. Cute is what we aim for. Cobra Starship. Billy Tantness. Providence.
P.O.D. Woohoo. Jesus Rock.
No. But I like some of those bands, so it should be a good film.
I don't like any of those
bands.
Yeah,
that's because you're like a bigotist.
Cunt. I'm a what?
Bigot cunt.
Did you just call me a bigot?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I'm a bigot. I can't help it. It's
disgusting.
Just minority groups. They make me feel sick.
Oh my god. few individuals at our college. Kate is picketed.
Oh, fuck. Tell them about the girl.
Oh, God. Well, I was looking after, because like, my first lesson was cancelled, and I was looking after a first year who was completely drunk. I was just like, why are you in college this drunk?
Who comes into college drunk?
And then, like, this other girl came over, and she was, like, a complete skank and, like, a chav. And then she was, like, the most racist girl. Like, if you set her on fire, she would have burned black because she was so evil. And, like...
That sounds really strange.
Yeah, and, like, she was, like, saying, like, how bad, like... How bad is it all black people starting to move out of London? And, like, how, like... I asked her why she's racist, because I just want to know why people have these stupid views. And she said, because she's practical, because in a couple of years all the black people are going to be in prison and, like, segregated from us, like, how it should be, because they're not humans, apparently. And I was just like, you're a twat.
Well, duh. Idiot. I wish I'd been there, because I would have fucking gone off on one.
I don't know. She's a complete nutcase, and I did fancy her and her quite a lot.
Obviously.
That's not a very good measure.
Why?
Well, you put, like, half in before.
Okay. I don't mind putting more alcohol in my drink, Alex.
We are drinking Jack Daniels and Coke, because we're cool.
We're not drinking Jack Daniels and Coke. That would be too boring.
Oh, I have a girlfriend.
What?
Laurie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we should talk about what we're drinking first, because I think it shows what bums we are. I got a bottle of Jack Daniels for my birthday.
And Red Bull.
So we're drinking... Oh, new comments. So, yeah, we're drinking that. But we didn't have any Coke, so we found some Red Bull in the fridge. Goes surprisingly well. They're the same colour.
They're the same colour. It's not Red Bull, by the way.
Oh,
it's cheap.
It's Kick.
And it won't make me bleed because we ain't got a chocolate cake. Oh.
What?
What?
Weird. Oh, I'm a genuine penis, apparently. Score. I'd love to be a giant walking phallus.
He messaged me earlier.
What?
Saying, oh no, it's only her birthday. And I was just like, shut up, Blanco. You got another one. God, you're popular today.
Yeah, just shut.
Oh, show me.
Ryan, there.
No, show me his pictures. I want to see who he looks like now.
He looks really different.
Ryan's talking to you.
I don't know why. Yeah, my sister's ex-boyfriend is talking to me, which is a bit strange.
No, I meant Ryan Hutch.
Mmm. That's quite strange as well. It's because I'm so damn popular.
It's because Kate snogged the hell out of him against the kitchen slab, and there was spit.
I hate you.
Everywhere.
I hate you so much.
The most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Shut! I was so, so wasted.
He smokes.
Oh yeah, this isn't interesting for other people.
Oh, we don't care.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Stop talking about me snogging Ryan.
I've just booked my Pass Plus, and I'll be getting a car in about a month's time. It so seems. Oh God, he's like an emo.
I don't know.
Oh God, need to see all the pictures. Oh my God, he looks completely different.
Oh my God, has he actually got a tattoo? Does anyone else do this on MySpace, find like old people they used to go to school with and then just be like, what the fuck? They've changed so completely and get really like freaked out about the fact that like,
yeah, she has.
You're still a little child and these people look completely different.
Well, we probably look completely different.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Chris Stewart still recognises you. Right, mate, you right?
Well, yeah, but...
I'm amusing myself.
I'm not saying it won't recognise.
1 second.
But it's seriously not late.
Okay, Mum.
I mean that. Give me an outside time that's going to be.
Like, 10:15? 20 past?
20 past.
Okay, 10:15.
I'm going to take the dog out.
Yeah, I'll take the dog out. Yes! Okay. Thank you for letting Alex come round.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to record that. What? Spying on me, you freak!
Oh, dear.
Sorry for that brief interlude.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Hearing Kate's mum's voice finally.
Always what?
Hearing Kate, your mum's voice finally. It's nice.
I don't think it'll show up.
Oh.
If it does, you desperately want to know what my mum's voice sounds like. I'm sure you could, like, use your technology wonder skills.
Or I could give you the home number and you could ring up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give my home number
since
out.
Since you gave
fine.
Mine out.
I don't believe you would, though. I'm a total arsehole, so I would. You would not give my home number out.
Why are you looking at bulletins that I've posted?
Sorry. No, see, I trust you not to give my password out.
MySpace.
Home
Why
number.
Have you got MySpace? You're such a goon. No one has MySpace.
No, no one has MySpace and has like 500 friends, Alex, do they? Don't glare at me like that. Someone on the bus yesterday, one of Alex's friends, started talking about MySpace, and they were like, oh, I've got 2,000 friends, I'm so
She's
popular.
Got like 6,000.
La, 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 la. And they were like, how many friends do you have to me? And I was like, 89. And they were like, oh my god, I can live with 89 friends. And I was just like, yeah, but I know them all. I talk to them all. Actually, I want to go through and delete some.
Mm.
Not people I know.
Go on Lucy's page and I'll show you how many comments
okay.
she's got.
We'll
do a bit of hacking.
Me and Alex know technology.
Well, no,
we
I
know,
do.
Oh, no, yeah, Alex did tell me this. I know now, if you don't put your comments on your MySpace page, I can read them.
Yeah, so don't try and be sly. Same with if you have a private profile. I'll get
what?
Through that.
No, you're joking. You can get through people having private profiles. Fucking hate people with private profiles. Blah, 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 blah. And Jules, I'm talking to you because you've got a fucking private profile, and what the hell is the deal with that? Because you whinged the other day about people having private profiles.
Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Jules, I'm looking forward to you coming over.
Me
oh, damn,
too.
Have we revealed too much?
No. I think we're safe. Coming over for a bit of kicking.
I better say hi to Jamie, because in case he does listen to him.
Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, anyway, I go out with Laurie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You talk about that while I amuse myself with the computer, because it's far more interesting than you.
Huh?
I don't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Kate is a dirty stitch-up.
Oh, don't. That is.
And
the...
she's actually stitched me up quite a few
no,
times.
No, that's the only time.
No, you've done it before.
When? I want the exact date.
I can't remember, but I know you have before.
I have not. I've never stitched you up before.
Yeah, we were meant to go see the original Batman at the cinema.
Oh, don't, Alex.
But she couldn't, could she?
Why couldn't I go?
She hate me.
Oh, fucking bullshit. I couldn't go because I had a fucking essay to do. Don't hold the mic. Don't poke me with the mic, pervert.
I'll poke you with my mic if I want it. Oh, look.
Mm, people are online, eh?
Hello, Jules. Mm. You're online now.
Ooh.
What do you think she's doing right now?
Right now?
Hmm. Naked.
I think she's kicking herself. Never mind. You know what I'm talking about, Jules. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Alex goes out of Laurie. Fakely.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well, basically, Laurie's one of our friends, and she's told her parents she goes out with me. I'm not going to argue, because
oh,
I think it's funny.
Oh, I've moved up.
Have you?
Yeah. I used to be
you've been four for ages.
There. No, I used to be there.
No, you've been up there for ages.
I don't check these things.
I think you've got a lot of people up. Even put Hannah in.
Even Hannah? Who the fuck? Oh.
You know who Hannah is. Yeah. Nice Hannah. Yeah, nice Hannah.
Oh my god. I wish people could have seen the face Alex pulled. I don't wish that.
What if Hannah listens to this? She's going to think I did something
even
mean.
She doesn't know us!
Yeah, she's going to think I did something mean, which I didn't.
She didn't. She? I don't know.
I did like a tum pokey thing.
The Jack Daniels. 2,380
Now look at her
friends.
Comments and you'll be so shocked.
How'd she do it? She changed view profile to
view comments. So, what's going on in your lives? You should let me know.
Yeah, ask for some comments. We haven't had any.
Yeah, we haven't had anything for ages. No one's added me on MySpace for a very long time due to podcasts.
We're not happy.
Look.
Spread the word, people.
Look.
Oh,
11,545 comments.
That's not healthy.
I've got like 5,000.
Who is she?
She's lovely. She's Emma.
Yeah, but who is she?
Emma Nixon.
Yeah, but who is she?
She's one of Alice's friends. She's lovely.
Who's Alice?
Alice from college. One that used to go out with Andy. Well, hangs around with Lara and that.
Who the fuck are you
Amy
talking
Key.
About? Yeah.
Hangs around with her. Alice, blonde one. She gets on the bus sometimes. She has glasses.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Friends with Sarah Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Emma Nixon. She's lovely. Hopefully Laura won't hear that because she'll get angry because she'll think I'm cheating on her.
You must have the hottest sex ever.
Pretty much.
Imaginary sex. Ooh.
Your battery's running low.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's half empty. It runs out after like an hour and a half.
Shut up, okay.
Let's see what this says.
It says hello.
Ah!
What?
Ah!
What? Let me read that. Why? Why is my name in it?
Oh my god.
Alex, thank you. Why? Explain. Explain this text right now.
Because she said something and I was like, oh, that'll probably gross you out. And I was like, no, that won't gross me out. I dare you to try. Oh, sweet Jesus. I can't even form words. Oh God. I think I'm gonna vomit.
Ooh.
I actually do feel quite unwell now. Oh. What? Alex was killing me. Oh. What?
It's called Be Quiet because people are trying to sleep.
Who goes to sleep at 9:45?
Ill people.
She's not ill.
She is. She's got a cold.
Fucking bullshit. She's just doing it so she can have an excuse to shout at me.
You can see she's got a cold.
Oh. You can see she's got a cold.
Yeah, she's got a red nose.
She's Rudolph.
I've got a red nose. I've got a cold. Don't. Ow, that really hurt. Get off me now. Get off me.
Sorry.
My tone goes threatening. Oh, God. I just kicked a dog.
Oh, don't say that.
Jules, that's a horrible text, by the way. I'm not impressed, hence why the text back was grr.
You text back?
Yep.
Did you actually? I'm scared now. Yeah, you're sick.
Yeah, I did text back.
Yeah, when you listen to this, that text wasn't from me.
Yeah, it's from me. Grr.
Don't text people like that with that.
She shouldn't text saying that. Oh, taking favourites, I'm going.
You can't send texts from my phone saying grr. People don't get...
I just did.
I can't believe you did that. Oh my... I'm going to get in all manner of shit for that.
Shut up, you gobshite.
Did you just call me a gobshite?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to fuck off?
See you later.
No, don't leave me.
Smoke bomb.
Don't leave me, Alex.
Ah, you're so noisy. It's giving me a headache.
I'm sorry. I think we've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, you can tell because I start looking down the microphone.
Just, yeah. Whenever Alex runs out of things to say, he just sort of moves closer to the microphone and just starts looking down it. Bless him. Like a small child.
Shut up, at least I'm not the height of a small child.
Oh, I know what we didn't talk about. What Alex did to me today. Non-sexual, of course. I think he should tell you, because I'm so angry, I can't even talk about it. Oh, I have to show you the picture that I drew Jules. Hang on, talk for a bit, I'm going to go find it.
Basically, around college, around we all smoked the sheds, the bike sheds. I don't know, the bike shed.
I left it in the scanner.
It's going to broke.
No, I left it in the scanner. My mum didn't use the scanner, did she?
And basically, the shed's about three and a half metres high. And me and my friend Malcolm, who's like Cush Diaz, we picked up Kate and put her on top. And she was just like dangling there, like scared for her life. I know it sounds really harsh, but she deserved it. I'm worried Kate's drawn some sort of porn now.
No, it wasn't drawn porn.
Right, here's Kate while I read this weird thing.
Yes, Alex thought it was perfectly acceptable to pick me up because I'm small. And put me on top of some fucking smoking sheds. I was not happy about this at all because I can't even reach up there.
I couldn't be bothered to draw anyone and look the same.
Yeah, it's true.
Who's that?
Just a random goth. So I drew someone a picture to explain the full situation because words failed me in my anger. Oh, nice one.
Hey.
Hey.
Good.
Hey. Yeah, so I drew a picture and then scanned in, and yeah, so I had my feet up on this smoking shed roof, desperately scrabbling not to like end up on top of a roof that I could
Which
not get down from. And then Alex picked me up and tried to put me in a skip full of petrol.
And this was after I put Kate's massively heavy bag on top of the sheds and she couldn't get it down.
You ripped all my bag up.
How?
Like the whole back where the seam is on the bottom to the side. It's really old, don't worry about it.
How?
It's all ripped up because, like, you know when it was on top of the shed and, like, you dragged it? Because you dragged it along?
Yeah.
It caught?
Oh, God.
I've got another rucksack. I think I'll live. Where will I put my politics books?
I was aiming to rip you apart, but it didn't happen.
Oh, you ripped me apart with your eyes, Alex. Or just my clothes.
Say that again.
Or just my clothes?
Well, I'm not really sure what to say to that. That was Alex. I apologise. Don't apologise. Jules, you're mean. When you come over, I'm going to give you evils.
Don't say that. She'll think you're telling the truth.
Maybe I am.
Don't. You'll be in trouble, mister.
Why?
Because I'm not going to have someone visit me and then my friends to glare at them. Especially not if that friend is you. Because you like everyone. You're such a popular chappy. Most people.
Yeah, most people. There's a few individuals.
Not a few individuals who shall go unnameless.
There are a few individuals which I wouldn't mind seeing the back of.
Who's that then?
Unnamed.
Unnamed?
Okay.
Me?
Maybe. Don't let that shot. I sent you all those messages.
What?
I pretended to be drunk, but they were true.
Oh my god, so you really do want to fuck me? You proper just choked on your drink.
Yes, I did.
Is there a thought of having sex with me that repulsive?
I'll just keep drinking. So I don't have to answer that hideous concept.
Oh my god.
God.
What?
Kate has now found a new hobby, which she seems to dictate her life. If we go out, no matter where it is, be it for a meal, a cinema, a nice drive, perhaps we just go out for a walk, anything, a drink maybe, no matter what, every fucking minute of every fucking day, she's texting Jules. Jules?
Alex, shut up. Shut up.
It's true.
I know it's true, but I don't want everyone to know
Jules,
that.
How big was your phone bill?
No, I don't want to know that.
I'll ask you an MSN. You must be caving up your credit text in this.
This?
How much credit have you spent?
I'm not telling you.
About £100.
No.
A bit more.
I haven't worked it out on a total basis.
Oh, God.
Shut up, anyway. Ooh. Stop it. People will listen and be like, weirdo.
You are weird.
I'm not weird. I'm sorry for texting.
Don't care
I'm
about
really
you texting.
Really sorry, Alex.
It's because you text every moment of the day.
Would you rather I be fucking you?
Not really, but fine. I'd rather you had time to talk to me.
Fine. I'm sorry that I wanted to send a text explaining that it was you who sent the nasty text.
I've got this
message.
Girl wrapped around my finger. Well, wrapped around my cock, actually. But
it's true. It's quite repulsive, but I enjoy it nonetheless.
It's not repulsive for me.
Alex, would you unwind your cock for me, please? Talking of things we own, I own the refectory. Oh yeah.
Since when? I'm confused.
If anyone from Hammond College is listening, which I doubt it because I don't actually know who listens to this. Oh, actually, Faye does. Yeah, refectory's mine, bitch.
Why?
Did I not tell you the story?
No.
Well, I was in the refectory because I had nowhere better to be because I'd been abandoned by my goths. And
not your goths, my goths.
Okay, I don't mind. I've got the refectory. I don't care who owns
I'm the founder and head of the HCGE.
Let's not talk about that. People think we're sad.
Haven't College Goth Elite.
Oh, yeah.
Goth Elite, not Elite.
Goth Elite.
Goth Elite.
Yeah, so I was in the refectory and Faye was like, what the fuck are you doing in here? You can't be in the refectory. It's mine. So I offered to fight her for it as a joke. She took me up on the offer. So I just picked her up over my shoulders.
You didn't.
I actually did. In the middle of the refectory, I had Faye over my shoulders.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? Ask Faye then.
I will, because how can you pick someone up?
Because it's Faye! She weighs about 2 stone.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
I can't imagine you picking someone up still.
No, I picked Faye up over my shoulders, and then now I own the refectory. Score!
Well, that's cool. You own a bunch of chaps and faceless people.
The refectory's shit. That's why it's called the rejectory.
Because all the rejects hang there, and they're all faceless.
And does anyone else go to a further education institution? Not college or school. Further education institution. And there's more people than seats? If so...
Explain.
What the fuck is up with that?
Explain.
At college, there's more people than seats, aren't there?
Yeah.
You go in the refectory, it's just like fucking jam-packed, like fucking
that's
penguins.
That's because there's like 8 soft seats, 12 black soft seats, and then a bunch of seats, and then everyone just stands up. Or you go to the smoker sheds and be cool.
Yeah, because smoker sheds are where it's fucking at. You should smoke, it makes you cool. Fact.
Not fiction.
Of course.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Will be.
What are you going to do about it?
Surprise sex you.
On that note, did you really have nothing better to do with your time?
Stop the podcast.
I'm going to go have sex with Alex now. See you kids later.
Oh.
Alex.
Kate, stop.